When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 right here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John-Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Oliville and Eric Bickle. We'll get into the Netflix Tyson debacle coming up at 7:20, but it is a Football Monday driven by your local Washington area Honda dealer, and although there wasn't a Commanders game yesterday, we will hit the skins right now. Hit the Skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
All right, obviously I want to focus on the Dallas game a little bit, but let's first just quickly, let's go back and look at some of the PFF grades, if you guys don't mind. From the game last week against Philadelphia Cakes. Who, if you had to guess, give me a couple of guys in our top five offensively. PFF grades offensively.
Eckler?
I mean, Eckler should be
Eckler
up there,
number two, 78.9 grade. He had an excellent game.
Zach Ertz, maybe?
Zach Ertz, number one, 84.9. You guys are all over it.
Okay. Sometimes the offensive line is tough. I don't think Cosme had a great game.
A lot of the offensive linemen, two of them are at the bottom. Alec Reddy and Brennan Coleman were the two lowest graded guys offensively.
Well, Coleman had a rough, especially rough
Cosme
game.
Cosme and Wiley, middle of the pack. Biotish, highest rated offensive lineman, our center. He got a 61.8 grade, not bad. Jaden actually was in the top five. I don't think anybody thought he played that great.
I thought it was maybe mediocre. His worst game of the year.
Maybe his worst game of the year. They gave him a 63.9. Take that for whatever it's worth. Defensively, remember Johnny Newton a couple weeks ago? It was super high. He was second lowest. He had a 28.7.
I thought Luvu was really
Luvu
good.
Was up there. Luvu had second highest. He had a 70.3. Sandstrill had the highest grade. Yeah. He had an 89 grade.
Yeah, Sandstrill and Luvu jumped out at you watching that game.
Mike Davis came back, played a little better.
He was so bad early in the year. I remember like they played him for like a half, and then they said, "Why don't you take a seat over on the bench?"
All
I can't
DBs.
Remember what game it was, but that's a good comeback.
All their DBs, St. Juste, Davis, and Sandstrill were in the top four.
Well, how good is Sandstrill going to be when they actually draft another corner to play outside, and he can just move into the slot where that's where he was drafted to play. As a slot corner. And
he used to be a wide receiver, right?
He's bouncing back and forth, covering both A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and did a good job on both.
Maybe they never move him back corner. I mean, going into that game, I thought that the Eagles were going to have a bunch of big plays. Statistically, Washington was 26th in allowing big plays, and the Eagles were third in getting them. The secondary played really well. It's just eventually the defensive line got worn down by that Eagles offensive line and Saquon Barkley
broke
through.
Their biggest plays in the passing game were to Saquon Barkley. He had two grabs for 52 yards. I mean, if you hold A.J. Brown to 65 yards receiving and Devontae Smith to 29,
they're pretty good.
That's a life win. You take that every single time.
So Angie held John Dotson to one catch.
Well, I mean,
first play of the game, and then that was
wasn't
it.
A just gimmick by Sirianni to troll his former team. Like, we'll give you a charity ball early.
And then another one.
Another one he dropped or something.
Well, that got kind of knocked out. It was a little high.
Yeah,
but right. I mean, a lot of receivers hold on to it.
He had two targets in the game. Two.
He's not a big factor. No. JP touched on this earlier. The NFC playoff picture. If the playoffs started today, the Commanders currently hold the seventh seed. They would take on Cakes who in the first round?
The Eagles.
They would take on the Eagles.
A rematch at the Link.
A rematch, yeah.
Which would be the third time because they're going to play them a second time in the regular season. That'd be interesting. I kind of agree with Jason has been talking about this the last couple weeks, and I kind of agree with them. And I think the Commanders should be in good shape if they do what we believe they should do the next couple weeks against inferior opponents. The NFC North is going to beat up on each other. So the Packers, the Vikings, lesser extent the Lions. I think the Lions are.
Well, they're going to do the majority.
The Lions
of the
might
up.
Go 16-1.
Yeah, they're ridiculous.
I can't see them. I mean, worst case scenario, 14-3.
I mean, maybe they drop. I mean, I don't think three. Maybe they drop one more game along the way. Right. Maybe
that's what I said. I said worst case scenario 14-3. So you're saying worst case scenario 15-2. But I do think that the Vikings and Packers are going to come back a little bit. But maybe not. Maybe not.
Well, the game against the Cowboys is huge. We thought the Eagles game was big, and it certainly was. One thing that scares me a little bit. Listen, I'm picking my boys. You know I'm picking my boys. But it is a division rival. You never hope these games could go. We're huge favorites. I believe they started as 10-point favorites. Right now, currently at FanDuel, the Commanders are 9.5-point favorites, Cakes. If you want to bet $100 on the Commanders to win, it's -500.
Ooh. Okay. It could change
Not
tonight,
a great bet.
Yeah.
Depending on what happens tonight. I don't expect this, but let's say the Cowboys all of a sudden look like a really good team. Cooper Rush, see, Case just laughed
I mean,
at it.
How would that even happen?
But that would change the line.
Well,
but
yeah, for
right
sure.
Now, they well, remember, are in a free fall.
Was it 2 years ago? When was it when Cooper Rush went like 5-0 or whatever when he came in and replaced Dak? He's had success in the league, but I just think they have a lot of issues. But still, they still have CeeDee Lamb, right?
Yeah, but he's got a is it an AC sprain, like a shoulder joint injury that he's dealing with? Now, he's playing, but he's not at 100%.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. For something about this game, it just scares me. The total is 44.5, so I don't know where you want to go on that. But massive matchup for Washington this week against the Cowboys. Can't afford Cakes. Can't afford to stumble their foot and lose that game. They've got the Saints afterwards, right? I don't have their schedule right in front of me.
No, the Titans.
They have the Titans.
Cowboys, Titans, both at home. Then they head into their bye week.
Titans didn't do anything yesterday.
The Titans look awful.
They had one like 98-yard touchdown pass from Will Levis.
Right.
Outside of that, they did nothing. This is a little fantasy bitterness. I'm not starting, unless they're a stud, not starting guys against the Vikings defense. I had Tony Pollard.
Yeah.
That was a dud.
It's are probably you, not a great idea.
Are you very comfortable right now with Washington as a heavy favorite against Dallas?
Yes, especially with Dallas playing on a short week and Washington just banking extra rest. Because I feel like Jaden.
This is a big comeback for
Jaden. I feel like he's going to have. This is the spot for him to bounce back.
Right.
This game and the Titans game heading into the bye.
Did you like him on stage with Wale, EB?
I didn't actually see that. Where was that?
He was at
MGM National Harbor.
Oh, okay.
He does, you know what, I mean, this is stating the obvious, but he's so, like, tall and lean, mm-hmm. like, on stage. I don't know how tall Wale is, but if you watch a video, and maybe I'll retweet it at Junks Radio, there's, like, 8 guys on stage. Like, I haven't been to a rap concert, I don't think ever. There's just, everybody's having a good time. It looked like everybody's having a good time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Wale has a Jaden Daniels jersey on,
mm-hmm. yep.
and... You know how rappers, a lot of times they only sing like part and then the crowd sings.
Then their hype man
they
gets
got a hype
in.
Man singing. Yeah. There's a lot going on stage. And then Jaden comes on there and he doesn't kind of know what to do. He has his phone and he's kind of filming guys. But it just struck me how like thin and skinny he is. And the other guys may be, you know, a little bulky and everything like that. But
He looked like it was a good time. Looked like a good time.
Of course.
Just don't aggravate your rib. Don't move around too much on the stage.
He wasn't moving that
much. You're a national treasure, Jaden. We need to protect you at all costs.
I know we were all going with the line that he had to have been hurt. It has to be affecting him. And there's part of me that believes that. But I saw Quinn really distanced himself from it, right? Like, he's like, it's just something he's going to have to deal with all season, right? I don't think it's just going to go away. He's certainly healthy enough to win. He just needs to play better. And he's the first guy that said that.
He knows that. He's well aware.
So this is going to be a true test.
If you look at what the Cowboys have done in their last four, you're not going to find a better launching spot for him to rebound, because in the last four, they've allowed 47. And that was to the Lions. They're just putting up crazy numbers on everybody. 47, 30 to the Niners, 27 to the Falcons, and 34 to the Eagles. I mean, this is just a Dallas Cowboys defense that everybody's getting there against them. Everybody's getting the numbers. Right. And hopefully Jaden's is next in that line.
Right. Ron Jaworski, I think we talked about this, right? Didn't we talk about this last week where Ron Jaworski went on WIP and said that Jaden Daniels is the best rookie quarterback he's ever seen.
He did touch on that, yeah.
And I think some people had some issue with that, and that's fine. But he also said, I think he told B. Mitch and Finley, that he thinks he's not the same guy because of the injury.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see.
If you look, I can try to find it on Twitter. If you look at the splits, his numbers pre-injury and post-injury,
right,
as far as accuracy especially, they're pretty jarring.
Right. Well, I know he said to Cliff. See, Cliff is on probation right now, okay? Because he had said to Cliff he needed to let him go, mm-hmm, let him run. He didn't really run that much. In fact, when he did, he didn't seem to have that same burst, right? He couldn't get away a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we saw a lot of that short passing last week again that we kind of saw early in the season.
Yeah.
We need Cliff to get back in his bag, mm-hmm, open up the playbook, and get away from the narrative that's going to grow every week if they don't score some points this week, that Cliff Kingsbury is only a first-half OC.
Here are the stats. This is from at the 33rd team FB. Daniels, before the Week 7 rib injury, 75% completion percentage, 107 rating, 0.28 EPA per dropback, 8.5 yards per attempt. After the injury, his completion percentage plummets to under 60. It's 59.5%. He goes down to an 89 rating from 107. His EPA per dropback goes to 0.09, big drop, and 7.4 yards per attempt. A full yard less per attempt before the injury.
The injury may be part of it, but I saw Florio, and this is opinion, but Florio talking about it, and he's... There's more film on them, and they've played better teams. Mm-hmm. They've played two of the best defenses in the league. Right now, Philadelphia is number one in the NFL in defense. I'm not sure where the Steelers are. But, I mean, look what the Steelers just did to the Ravens. I mean, the Ravens were averaging, Valdez, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys are averaging 32 points a game, something like that. They're up there.
It's a potent offense.
But the defense of the Steelers, legit, and the Eagles' defense, legit.
Now,
so I think that's the biggest factor.
Well, the good news is with this matchup with Dallas, we'll talk about it all week, they're giving up 28 points per game, almost 29 points per game defensively, Cakes. Their rushing attack, mediocre. That's why they got Zeke there. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean,
they're averaging 83 yards per game on the ground.
And McCarthy has been, I think he was quoted this week as saying, we're going to give the ball more to Rico Dowdle going forward, because he's just running out of options there. I mean,
right.
Zeke doesn't have, it's not the Zeke of 3 or 4 years ago in that backfield. And, you know, that was kind of been their identity. Big offensive line, run behind that big offensive line, let it protect Dak, and everything's falling apart.
EB, if you look at the Wale video,
mm-hmm,
can you assess his rib injury status? He doesn't really do much dancing.
Listen.
It's kind of just standing there.
Wale, Jaden.
Oh, I just
put it up at Junk's
Radio.
If the
rib injury is still affecting him, if I'm Dan Quinn, I have a strict no dancing, no other physical activity policy.
He's mostly just bobbing his head. Cakes.
No poning. Nothing.
No poning.
Come on.
No.
You don't want any hip thrusting?
No. I don't want any additional physical expenditures from Jaden Daniels.
What if he's just laying there? You know what I'm saying?
Still, there's still a little bit of physical exertion there.
Did you?
I don't want any part of that.
Did you tap into your sources to find out if he was gambling after he hit the poker room or anything?
I did not. I'm sure I can find out behind the scenes.
Get some JD5 intel.
If he was like in a private room.
Right.
But I don't know.
He looks good to me. Which side of the rib is it? Is it on his throwing side or is it on his left side?
I think it's the left rib.
I think it's the left
rib,
right?
Pretty sure it's the left rib.
He's lifted his left arm fine. Just give him a hug there. We're breaking it down like Zapruder film.
Mm-hmm.
Two hugs. He's lifting the left arm.
So he didn't wince when he was getting hugs?
No, a lot of pounds.
I need all of this intel.
Yeah,
all this information.
I think he looks good.
It just looks like a guy who's having the time of his life.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't he?
Yeah. But again, there's 20 guys on stage. Yeah. I don't know what that's
It's very busy. There's a lot happening there.
So obviously, Dak out, Cooper in 5 games played. Now, how many has Cooper started, Cakes?
This year?
Yeah. How many has he started?
I think it's like 2 or 3, but I'd have to double check.
He's only 35 of 62. He's only completing 56% of his passes. He's only got 1 touchdown on the season. You mentioned Rico Dowdle. He's the one that's leading them in rushing, but he's only got 374 yards. But he is averaging 4.5 yards per carry. CeeDee Lamb in 9 games has 59 catches for 681 yards, 4 touchdowns. Their second leading, well, there's 2 guys they have tied for 3 touchdowns receptions, and that's Jalen Tolbert, their other wide receiver, who's only got 33 catches. And then you mentioned Rico Dowdle.
EB, remember.
He's got 3 touchdowns.
Never forget that I've gone on record saying it's physically impossible, even with a beat-up rib, that Jaden Daniels and company are going to drop a game to the Dallas Cowboys when they need this game at home. Cooper rushed through for 45 yards in the last outing. 45 yards! He was 13 of 23 for 45 yards passing. Yeah. 2 yards per attempt.
So it's just 1 start this year to answer your question.
It's 1, yeah.
It's 1, but he has 7 in his career. Career passer rating in those 7 starts, 80.7. 7 touchdowns, 4 picks.
The Commanders are forbidden from losing to the Cowboys being led
just
by Cooper Rush.
Just don't jinx it. Whatever you do, please don't jinx it. Remember, all that being said, Micah Parsons is back. He's only played in 5 games.
Does he play offense? Can he play quarterback?
No, but what if he holds us to 17 points or something? We might be in trouble.
You just said that they give up 28 a game.
I know. I'm just saying. Micah wasn't there for a bunch of them.
All right. Look, you got to watch tonight's game. Now, the Texans haven't been playing like they did last year, and they seem off this year.
Part of that is because Nico Collins is missed, and he looks like he's returning tonight.
So tonight, you'll get a firsthand look at that Cowboys defense, and you can make even a better assessment.
So we need.
But I mean, Micah had 2 sacks last week when he came back.
I'm scared of him. I'm always scared of Micah Parsons. What number does he wear, Cakes? Whatever.
11.
He's so insignificant to me. I don't even know what his number is.
The 11.
I'm not unafraid of Micah Parsons.
Whenever he's on the field, I'm afraid.
Now, I'd be afraid of him if he walked through that door and he tried to tackle me. I'd be afraid of him. But as long as I'm not on a football field, I'm not afraid of him.
We need Jaden to play better. We need Cliff to call better.
Yeah.
We need the O-line to play better.
We need Terry to be involved.
We need Terry to be targeted early. It's ridiculous how little Terry was utilized last week. We got a lot to prove. Hopefully the boys have a chip on their shoulder, and I'm sure the coaches will be on there. Is today Tell the Truth Monday, Cakes? Or do you think they did that on Friday?
Probably Tell the Truth Monday.
Yeah.
I would guess.
Well, I hope they tell some truth. Yeah. Jaden, you need to play better. Cliff, you need to coach better. Offensive line, all you guys need to play better. All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to D in Beltsville. Let me see if the phones are working. D, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing? Yes, I was just commenting on the Commanders, and I just wanted to say, first of all, protect the quarterback at all times.
Right.
They're trying.
I know that's for every team. I know, but we need to do a little extra, you know, because if he gets hurt, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
Secondly, I want to say that I am very proud of the Commanders. The DMV hasn't been on fire in years. Okay, my Sunday at home was filled with haven't heard that forever.
Hold on, say that last part again. Say that last part again.
I said my Sunday is filled with right. Haven't heard that in a long
Exciting
time for
Sundays
years.
For her.
Right, got it. Are you a big Are you a big Dan Quinn fan?
I feel like the coach that we have, the organization, the Commanders organization that we have now, they're doing a great job. And I think the coach is a great look, and he's so easy on the eyes.
Ah, oh, you think Dan Quinn's a handsome fella, handsome chap.
Really? Is he a little chubby? I see a double chin a lot.
Bald is beautiful. She loves bald.
What is it?
I mean,
are you
I'm just saying,
turned on by Dan?
How old?
Can I ask you a question? Nobody knows who you are, so it's okay. How old are you, D?
Oh, I'm grown. Okay. I'm over 45 years old.
All right, over 44. All right, so that's not that bad.
All right. It's all good.
Middle age.
What do you like about his features?
I'm grown. So yeah.
What is it? Yeah, what is it you like? I see a big double chin.
You like he's
to be
a leader of men? Is that what it is?
I honestly can't stop looking at his
double
chin.
His look. Like there's a lot of leaders of men.
She likes his aura.
He carries himself. He's a handsome
guy. You like the backwards hat?
Backwards. However he wants
she
to come.
She can wear it. He can wear it sideways. She doesn't care.
Is he the only guy in this?
No, but I like who I like.
Yeah, she likes DQ.
Yeah,
the goatee.
Do you like large guys with double chin?
He's not that large. Yeah,
he's a pretty big dude. He's a pretty big
dude. I know, but he's not like Andy Reid.
No, he's not like that.
No,
but he's kind of wide in it.
He's imposing.
He was a defensive lineman.
Yeah. Right. He looks like it to me.
I just like who I like, and I just want to say to Commanders, you know, and let's give it a, you know, let's take a break here. Okay, let's figure out where we were 4 years ago. We were nowhere, we're doing good, okay? It's not this year, guys. Calm down.
Let me ask you, are you a transplant? You got a slight accent that makes me think like Jersey or New York. Am I close on that?
Oh, my God, I'm from New York. Yes, I'm originally from New York, but I've been in the DMV forever. Listen, I've been in the DMV forever. I moved when the Redskins won the Super Bowl.
Right. Mm.
Yeah, that's been a while.
It's been a minute.
All right, D. Well, we'll let Coach Q know, DQ know next time we have him on.
We'll let him know next time
I see him. That he's got a fan in Beltsville.
My respect to his spouse or his significant others.
Right.
But it is what it is. The reality is he's definitely a girly look. Sorry.
Again, you think he's more handsome than Cliff Kingsbury?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Excuse me, I like who I like.
All right, what about Eric Bieniemy? Did you like him?
Yeah, they're all fine, but I like who I like.
He's a manly man.
She likes DQ.
Playboy Cliff. I like who I like.
Is Cliff a little too metrosexual for you?
She might not even know who Cliff Kingsbury is.
It's too early for this, guys. Come on now.
All right, D, we got to run.
You like big, beefy dudes. All right. God bless you.
Coming up next, we'll shift gears and we'll talk about the Tyson fight, if you can call it that. We'll be right back.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.